3. I don't get scared easily, but this guy filled me with fear. I don't know what it was. His eyes, maybe, or his voice, or simply the way he'd crept up on me and grabbed me from out of nowhere. Whatever it was, I knew I didn't want to mess with him. He was serious about killing me. I could hear that in his voice. I sat very still, listening to him pacing around the house. Was he a thief? If so, why had he bothered breaking into this house? And wouldn't he leave as soon as he saw the way Grandpa had lived? The TV must have been 100 years old, and nothing else in the house was worth anything. What could this guy possibly be looking for? I heard him moving through the ground floor, room by room, then heading up the stairs. His footsteps were directly above me. This was my chance. I didn't want to stick around and allow him to kill me. Even if he heard me, he'd take a few seconds to come all the way downstairs. That should be enough time to get out of here. I started wriggling my arms. My phone was in my pocket. If only I could stretch a little further. No. Impossible. The string was tied so tightly I could hardly move. I shuffled from side to side, pulled my arms up, and pushed them down again. Shrugged my shoulders, twisted my wrists, strained every muscle. Finally, I got frustrated and started jerking my arms halfway out of their sockets, ignoring how much it hurt, just trying to get free. The chair's legs suddenly lifted off the ground. I tipped forward and landed face first, smacking my forehead into Grandpa's floor. For a moment, I was stunned. No problem, I thought to myself. I'll crawl out of here. Take the chair with me. I scrabbled across the floor like a wounded crab heading for the door. I heard his laughter before I saw him. What are you doing? You think I don't know how to tie a knot? Come on, kid. Let me help you. He must have heard me clattering around and come back to the kitchen. He bent down, reached out a hand, and yanked off my gag. I was still gasping for breath when he picked up the chair, swung it around, and plonked me down as if I weighed nothing at all. We were face to face. Me sitting and him bent double, peering into my face. You all right? I won't tell anyone you're here, I begged. He sounded sympathetic, but I didn't believe a word of it.